Hey everyone, it's Steve. My co-host Adam and I have been exploring Milwaukee our entire lives, and we've put together more than 260 podcast episodes about our incredible city. In this one, we sit down with Ryan and Brittany, the dynamic husband and wife duo who co-run Stenny's, an iconic Walker's Point establishment that opened in 1985. Even though Stenny's has been around for almost 40 years, this family business is still just that. A family of amazing people making sure you have great drinks, great food, and a great time every time you stop in. What weird, creamy things was Adam obsessed with at Stenny's? What is the art behind their world-famous Bloody Mary? What is the history of Stenny's, and what do they want you to know about them today? And how has Stenny's evolved, and what's next with expansion to Pewaukee? All this and more in an absolutely lively and fun episode recorded over, you guessed it, a famous Stenny's Bloody Mary. Maybe two. Anyway, Experience Milwaukee is generously presented by Nicolet Law. Also, look for our Milwaukee Legends series in our stream, which is sponsored by Harley-Davidson. Our home studio is in the Transfer Pizzeria Cafe, and our official beer partner is New Barons Brewing. Oh, and if you like getting the inside scoop on what's happening in and around the city, including awesome giveaways each and every Monday, check out our free daily text at textmke.com. Thanks for listening. Love you, Milwaukee. Hello, Milwaukee! Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Milwaukee is fun-loving,
up-and-coming,
a rising star.
And now, let's get into the episode. And you guys are known for this bloody, correct?
We are.
My God. You know, it's nice to see...
Have honestly, you ever been here before?
I do love... Well, I'm not a big bloody guy, so I usually... You know what I do?
The chasers
have arrived. I do the special shots on the shelf, the, like, clearance ones.
Yeah.
Those are my fucking
favorite.
We have favorite.
Those sometimes here.
Love it.
For that sure.
I showed up with my buddy one time, and we both got drinks. We got, like... I think we just got, like, whiskey on the rocks or something.
Yeah.
And I looked up, and I was like... Dude, look at the clearance stuff. We need to fucking buy. We tried like three or four
Some
of the clearance
just
stuff
love
that
it.
Night.
Yep.
It was so
they
much
go
fun.
From one to the it's next until they hit them off.
It's unique. Oh, it's just cool as shit.
It's
yeah,
usually
it.
Not bad stuff either. It's just stuff that didn't
it's
sell.
It's just stuff
like,
that didn't sell.
It's usually
like,
the
it's
weird,
really
creamy
low.
Things.
Yeah. What the weird? Oh, like
Adam's into
that. Bourbon sipping cream and stuff like that?
Yeah,
like mystery.
There's a market for that. I'm guessing they don't come here. The bourbon sipping cream folk?
No, we don't have that clientele as much. But yeah, no, same Bloody Mary since 1985 when we opened. My
wow.
mom and dad
and
came up with this recipe. And like you see a lot of other bars and restaurants add a bunch of toppings on top. And we haven't needed to
because
the liquid inside
because
is all that matters to us. And yeah.
That's I would awesome. Say 100% that's, I think, my favorite thing about this Bloody Mary
sure.
is it tastes really good, and I'm not fumbling to get a burger off of it.
Yep.
Or
65
or like a balloon animal
string.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Or there's not
there's a peacock
either.
Sitting on
well,
top.
And truly, too, I mean, when you think about it, not taking anything away from it, because it is truly a meal when you get with those Bloody Marys.
Yep.
But
sure.
you get less... alcohol and liquid in there if you're
for
shoving
sure.
a beef stick and
we want people to order sure. our food off the menu not off the top of
oh,
the
yeah. for sure.
yep so we always
so love it. I love that take yep. on simplicity in the Bloody Mary
yep,
that's
for sure.
cool.
yeah.
as I slug it really
you can have one. More than one too that's one thing that's nice about
and
it
I also have many oh.
yeah there's not as thick and filling as a lot of other places Bloody's too you'll
also
know it's
true.
Easily drinkable
a little bit
places, people order one and here we see people order two or three a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good balance of spice.
Yep.
For sure.
Like, it's not overwhelming.
It hits
so.
You, but it
yeah.
goes away fast.
Yeah. But
it goes away.
Yeah. Gives
yep.
you a little hug.
Yep.
Walks away.
Yep.
Gives
exactly.
you a little hug.
And I'm with you. As
it's not, yeah.
We're known for Bloodies, and I'm not a big Bloody guy. I'll have yeah. one here once in a blue moon. It's just not my thing.
Just for
when
the
I do have
shirts.
Them, they're great. Yep, for sure.
For sure.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they're making them all right. Yep.
But yeah,
quality
that's where
control.
I'm at too. Like I don't actively seek out Bloody
yeah.
Marys ever.
And so many people
when I
do,
get one,
you know?
I'm always like, oh yeah, these are pretty good.
For sure.
Oh yeah.
I'm like,
for
yeah,
sure.
And then we have what's the chaser we have with it right now?
Stenny's Lager made by me and Youngblood Brewing. So Youngblood Brewing is out of Madison,
Ooh.
Wisconsin. My buddy Billy's one of the owners. He's a hockey
Ooh,
guy.
Young,
that's
yeah,
how
yeah.
we met each other.
Smooth as
yeah.
hell.
Isn't it great? It's just like a light lager pilsner. It's almost like your Coors Light, Bud Light, Miller Light, but just a little bit more flavor, a little bit more to it.
A little more character to it, a little more Milwaukee in it.
Sure. We also massively cut you off. Can you tell me the brewery in
Madison? Yeah, Youngblood in Madison, Wisconsin.
And it's named after some hockey reference movie.
Some hockey reference? That's like the greatest movie of all time. It's like the only movie I've watched.
You got another thing you got to watch,
it's like, I'm usually the movie guy in his partnership.
Yep.
And so whenever Steve has seen a movie that I haven't seen,
it's rare.
He's like this.
Very rare. Sure. Yeah, yeah.
He jumps down my
throat. Yep. Gets on you about it.
You haven't seen that movie? I'm like, you haven't seen Dumb and Dumber. I can list a thousand movies that you haven't
seen. He's like, have you seen E.T.? I'm like, never heard of it.
I can name
he's like,
line.
What?
Yep.
I was like, I'll walk you through the movie. Just give me 2 hours.
All right, so we are sitting in the iconic Milwaukee establishment in Walker's Point, Stenny's. And so I was trying to think of, and Adam and I were putting this doc together, like, what is Stenny's? What is it the place for? And it's a number of things, I think, to different people. But, I mean, definitely a go-to for, I'm going to say Packers games, but we'll get into some of that. Definitely go-to for our shuttle to Summerfest.
Yes. Which, if you've listened to the episodes previous to this for Summerfest, we've talked at nauseam about it.
Yes, about Stenny's.
Love it. Hey, how easy it is going to Stenny's
in and out of the fest.
The
And, you know, you get a nice drink on your way there.
Heck yeah.
Bring it on the bus with you.
Bring it on the bus.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you feel great walking through the gate.
Try some of the clearance shots that I love so much.
Yeah.
We're going to get back to those clearance shots.
There's nothing cooler. I think that's my favorite part of Stenny's right now is that, I mean, obviously the shuttle, obviously the food.
Yep.
Now the Bloody Mary that I've never tried before that I am in love with. But that clearance shot thing was just like, it's just so world bending to me. And I was like, oh my God, what a great idea. Why don't more people do this?
It's usually something you've never heard of or seen.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Sure. Yeah. And there's something about it that reminds me of, like, townie bars.
Big time.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
That
yes.
That just makes me so smiley.
Yep.
It just makes me really happy.
For sure.
Yes, good, so great. This podcast
Milwaukee
is not about you, so.
Anyway, so when I was born, let me take you through my life quick.
Definitely a beer lover's bar, but there's so much more. Mm-hmm. Wings. Right? People probably come for the wings, but then they're like, holy shit, there's this all this other stuff on the menu that's delicious. But we're going to get into all that. It's an honor. You walked us through behind the bar like, holy cow, that was the best.
It's like, we just felt really cool.
14 seconds of my life so far.
We can take you back there again.
It was awesome just having been here so many times. But before we get too far, who the heck are each of you and what do you do here?
Brittany, you can start.
I am Brittany Stenstrup. I started here, I think it's been like 11 years now.
Oh, wow.
I started as a server, green as hell. I had never served in my life, ever. Didn't
start
know the
at
industry
the
at all.
Yeah, right?
I was 20 at the time, and just fell in love with this place and fell in love with this man right here.
Nice.
Spoiler alert.
And just kind of kept sticking around because I love what Stenny is about. And
how many different roles have you had here?
So I went from serving to bartending to management and
Now she's up in the office, HR.
That's Ryan's awesome. Secretary.
That's cool. That's
cool. Come on. Slash much HR. More important than that. But yes.
I'm his
I'd
right
be lost
man.
Without her, that's for sure.
Totally. Yeah.
So I would imagine with a place like this, I'm not going to make an assumption, but for if sure. you are working in the HR function of the place,
for sure.
is we don't have to get into this deeply, but I'm always curious, like staffing, is it? Still a challenge right now, getting enough people, getting the right people. I mean, there's a vibe here, and you want the right mix of people.
For sure. Honestly, lately, we've been retaining a lot of people. And I think, honestly, I give a lot of credit to Ryan and just, like, how we do things here.
Sure.
Like, we care about
Heard
people.
That on the streets, too.
For sure. Yeah. We care about people. Like, this
Seriously.
Is a family business, and we treat people as such.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people stay just because, I mean,
I've done a lot of little things over the years, too. I just when I first came aboard, the turnover was a little bit higher. It just made it really hard on us. We were interviewing, hiring, and firing every week, and that's
a high cost
drain. Big time.
Yep. Yeah,
it's expensive to train. So little things like implementing, giving all my staff off on holidays, so they never work on the holidays. We're closed now.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal. Yeah,
holidays can be a hell of a
money maker. That's a lot of money. Yeah.
Yep.
It's a lot of money it that is, you're investing in your team.
Yep.
Which, to be honest with you, I think is well worth the investment.
Yeah. 100%.
To keep the people on and keep them happy.
Yep.
Because those happy folks then treat us like gods.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. You got to treat
that clearance
your staff,
rack,
right?
I was a god. I was like, $2? Are you fucking kidding me?
Right, I know.
Let's do it. Let's go. You want one?
Yep.
Put it in my bag.
I can't let it go.
We can't put this in there.
We gotta go downstairs right now and find some weird whiskey to give this guy.
For sure.
I know. Is he asking you like clearly enough for it yet?
Yeah.
Oh, I just love these weird shots you have. They're so great.
We should go over there now.
Can we walk over there and look at him?
One of the other things we do too with holidays and whatnot, one of my big things is like family and friends. Super important. So I've done something where 95-98% of request offs I accept. I want people to live their lives, do what they want to do, whether it's with family, friends. Don't miss out on things. Yeah. You only got one life, live it. So like, they love that. They love that they don't have to feel pressured or worried that they're going to miss something in their life, because we staff enough people here that if we're missing you for a couple days or a week or 2 weeks, we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
So,
which is great.
Yep.
By the way, who are you?
Ryan Stenstrup. Stenstrup is long for Stenny. My dad opened this bar in 1985, a year before I was born. I was born above this bar.
Stop it, really?
Really?
conceived
above the bar.
Okay.
But so in my first days, I lived above this bar.
Like in the bathtub?
Yeah.
Like upstairs?
My mom and dad both lived above here, so I spent my first couple of years above the bar. For the first couple of years, it was just my mom, my dad, and Laura Jean, our GM, who is still with us today. It's the first person dad hired.
That is so cool.
38 years ago, and she's still here.
Really?
Yep, which is an awesome, amazing sign. Yeah, so my mom used to work kind of happy hour day shift, and then my dad would be upstairs with me, and he'd come down the stairs, and he worked the night shift, and they passed me on, and that's kind of how the first couple of years Stenny's went and evolved, and that's two employees, and before you know it, it was 5 to 10, and right now we have 82 employees.
What?
Yeah.
Do you really? 82?
82, yep.
Holy shit, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's crazy when you think of like, whenever I tell people that, they're just like, no way. Can't. I'm like, when you think about it, doormen, hostesses, barbacks, bartenders, servers, cleaning ladies, line cooks, prep cooks, management, upper management.
And it's not a small space, so you need a lot of people.
Sure. Yep.
It is,
sure.
Yeah, it is.
You got a big footprint here.
It is.
It is starting to make a lot more sense.
For sure.
Well, congrats.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's
thanks
awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Excited to do this
with
you guys.
Well, this is great.
Well,
thanks,
see
guys.
You later. Okay? Can I get those shots now? Or what?
That's exactly where I was going with this. Oh, my God.
So from each of you being here for as long as you have, sort of how has this place evolved kind of... I mean, I think if you're around that long, right, you got to do a few things and not... out of anyone's fault, but you just have to do it. Like
for
a brand, you have to refresh sometimes.
Yep.
You have to reset. You have to recalibrate. Like, how have you sort of evolved Stenny's itself?
I'm glad you asked, because I think I went to college at Oshkosh when I graduated.
Me too.
Did you?
Nice.
Awesome.
I love it.
Whatever.
Paper beats rock.
It does. You win.
Have you ever done that?
You win. Yes. Yes.
Now I get to punch you.
Yeah. I don't do that.
And this business was always in my family my whole life. So we've had other locations, and I was always like bar backing or busing. But going to college, my mom kind of pushed me to, you don't have to always do this your whole life. So go to college, get a degree, see what you want to do. And I did. After college, I got into sales for a couple of years, and I didn't love it. And when I came here for the first time, I did notice we just needed a little bit of change or a refresh or just, you know. So it was the perfect timing for my dad, too. I think he needed it. He's been working his butt off for 30-plus years, you know. And but it's evolved in so many ways. Back in the day, I'd say most memories from my dad's era would be block parties, Wednesday night bike night. My dad threw a hell of a big party and a good party and a responsible party. He was very good at that. And then when I came aboard, I wasn't a biker. I'm not a Harley guy. Sure. It wasn't really my cup of tea. I'm more of a sports guy. I wanted to focus more on food, sports, things like that. So that's how it evolved when I came aboard. But we needed that mix. It's always been a good blend of my dad, old school, and kind of new school with me and my wife and her sister, who's a, we'll get into her too when we talk social media at the end. I saw it at the end, but yeah.
So. I think when you came aboard as well, it was when craft beer, he really made a turn.
Yep.
It's insane what he's done with like our beer program here, because it's just been, because we just had basic domestics and then like a couple things like maybe like a River West, like the good hearty stuff that everybody gets
that lineup
wherever you go.
Yeah, so now those came a long way.
Insane. Yes.
Yeah.
Insane.
Which put us up there with Sugar Maple and all the best beer bars in the city, and a lot of people have came in here, and you know, we love Sugar Maple and all those places, amazing bars, but it is really hard to find a sports bar where you can get really good food and see a draft list like this, where usually you see that at just the bars that just do beer, you know?
Right.
And I wanted to kind of change that and be a first sports bar that does a draft list like that, because you don't see it in the city. Stubby's was actually, if you ever been to Stubby's.
100%
Yep,
for sure.
You know why I went to Stubby's?
Yep.
They're insane beer lists.
Exactly.
That's exactly 100% why I went there.
Great place, great owner. I used to go there all the time too when I was college. Yeah, for sure. So,
it's something about that Oshkosh.
Yeah, right.
I know. I love Stubby's.
Yep.
And Denny's too. Yep. There's just something homey about it.
For sure.
So, yeah, I used to go to those block parties.
Yeah.
I love
right
it.
Outside.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
When this whole corner would be blocked off, and you could just bounce around back and forth to different spots.
Yep.
And,
quickly talk about Steve Eras of Stenny's.
No.
Can we just go through those?
Because I want people to know.
I think you touched on the magic of the place, which is the block parties, enjoying your time at the block parties, now getting the extensive beer list, having the really good food, where you've thrown into like, well, I want better beer now. I want to try some of the crazy shit that I haven't tried before.
Or
maybe I want really, really, really good food while I'm here too.
Even, you know, bringing the kids.
Exactly.
The places, and again, this is not any kind of anything to the past iterations of Stenny's. It's brighter. It's a different kind of vibrancy.
For sure.
And it's more welcoming than it's ever been. It's always been a welcoming spot.
Absolutely.
But it's never been more welcoming than it is today. And I love that about the place.
Well, thank you.
I got goosebumps because we've worked hard at that. Yeah. In the last couple of years, we want to be way more kid-friendly. We have two kids. Our daughter's turned two and our son's almost one. And like, all my buddies growing up, you know, getting married, having kids now. So I wanted them to still feel comfortable coming here.
Yeah.
And now we see kids and families all the time, and I love it.
For sure.
Look up and down this bar, and you'll see every walk of life, and you'll see old, young, black, white, purple, green, and you'll see families, and you'll see, and everyone's having
hanging
a good
out.
Time. And,
hanging out.
Yeah. The purple people are.
And, watch out for
that's
them.
That's an
odd one. That's an odd
one.
You drink
one
of those
shots. About them.
I legit just thought of Minnesota Vikings fans. That's all I knew. You said purple, I was like,
we'll take them in.
Yeah.
But you can spend your money here.
Yeah.
For sure.
Spend all your Minnesota money here.
Right.
You can walk in, right? If you're a first timer, you can walk in and squeeze in on a stool right at the bar, and you're doesn't matter.
Yep.
However, are there any other tips, tricks for first timers as they come in? Let's think of the experience now, right?
And you want to feel like a local walking in here,
or a regular?
Other than obviously the clearance rack. What are some like hot tips for people?
Honestly, either what we to order, hope whatever. The second you walk in, you're gonna get a hi. You're gonna get a hello from everybody.
You do.
Yes, you do.
So like,
and from like three people before you even get to the bar, you've had three highs.
Uh-huh. It's working. It's working. That's super. That's at every one of our meetings.
Yes,
I want them to hear hi three times on the way in and bye four times on the way out.
It definitely happens every time. At least from what I remember from Summerfest. I talked to at least two people before.
You can't even get out
the
sometimes because they're chatting with you.
Which I love. Right there. I'm going to make sure you had a great experience.
Because half the time I'm doing Summerfest shuttle, it's by myself. So I'm just wandering into a bar by myself and getting drinks.
Yeah.
I've met some unbelievably nice people. There were people waiting for a wedding even next door or down the street a little bit. And just struck up conversation with me because I had my Experience Milwaukee gear on at the media pass. And like, so what do you do? And I was like,
I drink.
All this stuff. I'm just having a beer, going to the shuttle.
Right. But, I'm not working right now.
And that was the best part, too, is they were, like, dressed to the nines. Like, straight tux and everything right. and a beautiful dress, yep. and they didn't seem out of place at
For
all.
Sure.
Right.
No,
you can walk in just hanging with out of the bar,
some
wanna.
Appetizers.
Yeah.
Yep.
yeah. Exactly.
I feel like even like pointers to fit in isn't as much as like we train our staff to the second they sit down, even if they've never been here, to feel
we'll
welcome
you know.
And feel yeah, yeah for sure and feel like you've been here 100 times when it's your first time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. maybe that's the key to the question. So the goal of us doing this is to make visitors feel like locals and for locals to feel like regulars at any oh, place that they go.
I love it.
And I think we're just now starting to uncover that it's. More on the like we'll help where we can, but it's really on the business to
yeah.
make you
for
feel
sure.
big time
at
for sure.
home,
for
asking
sure.
yeah. dumb questions like what's the $2 shot thing
yep. yeah.
or like I this menu is full of stuff.
He only
what
had
do
two
I get?
Bucks. That's yeah. why he asked.
That, I'm very poor.
Hey, $2. What can I get?
The podcast doesn't pay.
That's the glued tip.
Anyway, are there hidden gems? I mentioned wings, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Are there hidden,
Ooh, hidden
gems
gem menu items?
In this menu? On the or drinks that we need to know about because
we have one.
I also mentioned yep. beer bar, right?
Yeah. Bloody Mary.
The cocktails are phenomenal here.
Yeah, are really
and
good.
And guess what? They're made really well,
mm-hmm.
which means to me, nice and a little bit strong.
No,
a little bit
strong.
Nice and you're going to taste
are
the booze.
We kind of known for that too. Yeah. You know, you're getting your money's worth when
yes.
you order a cocktail here.
Absolutely.
We have a cocktail list now. I never thought Stenny's would have a. Craft cocktail list in a way, and it is. And yes, I caught heat from the bartenders because we're high volume. So
yes.
when we're getting pounded in here and they're getting craft cocktails ordered, they're not the happiest people in the world. But they bought.
No
in.
One is.
No,
I'm not
no
happy when
it's true.
Fuck faces come to my house.
Oh, right.
And I'm like, what do you want? No. Oh, five Manhattans, please.
Yeah.
Seriously, I like to talk to people too while they're
right.
here. You know,
right.
like
you
I make
offered
drinks the whole time.
you offered.
That was you.
It's always me. I'll show up for like we'll do a meeting at like 3 or 4 in the afternoon or something like that and I'll walk in like just expecting that there's
yeah,
already
like,
a
yeah,
Manhattan.
I love it. Yes.
and then I'll like wait around and I'll like chit chat and wait for him to go. So do you want a Manhattan? I'm like, yeah, I want a
like,
fucking
yeah.
Manhattan.
Wait for you to say that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm all right. I've been already eyeing up what new bottle of bourbon I want in my Manhattan here.
So craft cocktails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about? Food item, menu items like must tries.
Just launched a new menu. Couple weeks.
No way!
So
Whoa.
Many awesome things on it right
what,
now.
What
really
tried
to
pushed you to do
our
a new
food? As I'm sure you know,
yeah, yeah.
it's been our one of our
yeah.
big focuses the last couple of years,
For sure.
and you'll see it in this menu big time. I don't want to say gastropub, but I want to say damn
just,
close to it.
Just a little bit more yeah. elevated, but still approachable. Not
yeah.
like you're getting. Well,
5-course meals
right,
over 2 hours
right.
or something.
But we
yeah,
do have so many things on the menu that are like, oh, wow, this is here?
Although,
but this is awesome. Like,
from
I can
the
just...
pictures I've seen on Instagram, that's the reaction I've had.
For
which
sure.
Is,
yes.
Oh,
like, oh
yeah.
so I can go get
I'd
a
eat the hell out of
yes.
that.
Yes.
I try. Yeah, that
hell
sounds
yeah.
good.
I love
those, like, I've been pleasantly surprised at the evolution of Stenny's
mm-hmm.
over the past several years. But I think you get that reaction here of, like, oh, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now sure. they're doing this.
Yep, for
mm-hmm.
sure.
So,
we're launching
which,
our first ever kids menu next week. That's,
Whoa.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tendies?
For
can
sure.
we have chicken
tendies
on there?
Yeah, tendies. We're bringing
cheese.
In mini corn dogs. They talked me into it. I'm like,
no
sure,
way.
Go.
I love it.
Yep, yep.
Yeah,
kids
I was going to say he's going to be
here
just on the kids menu.
yeah. I'll get Oscar mini corn dogs, my favorite customer.
Hey, dude, it was $8 at Tendies today. What the hell? That was awesome.
A child showed up again today, guys.
I got a balloon.
Yeah. I got a balloon.
Is Connor with you?
That's
what?
Hilarious.
No.
No, I left him at home.
I stopped for a work lunch.
Oh he hogs the tendies.
Oh, I love it.
Tendies. Oh, man. All right.
Okay.
So,
I know,
all right.
We got
so,
way off track.
No, but I think
usual.
This is good because we're getting, like, you get the vibe, you get the
for
culture,
sure.
you get the feel, you get the importance of people here and
yeah,
so,
we
and
talk
all the stuff. But
quickly about, as long as we're on the socials subject,
yeah.
let's talk socials because
let's do it.
The game has been upped.
Yes.
Obviously,
yes.
I've seen from the photos and the updates. Where are the best places to follow Stenny's? Is it Instagram?
Instagram and Facebook,
and Facebook.
I'd say our top,
yeah.
but. Danny, her younger sister, does all that. She's amazing at it, and she's been messing with TikTok
it.
And you
Love
name
it.
It
Good.
Now. Yeah, so
I'm waiting the day that you make all the staff do that walking TikTok trend. We're like,
oh, God.
We're Stenny's employees. Of course, we're going to give you $2 shots.
Danny will probably.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Danny will probably have us doing that soon. She's always telling us about different trends, and we're like, I have no idea, but let's do it. You know?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, if it's good
you,
for...
You got to be game, because it is awkward to do that stuff. Yep. It is super awkward. Like, coming from, like, us doing minimal amounts of stuff like that, it
gotta
is
get the young
super
people.
Hard to do.
Yep. For
so
sure.
difficult.
Big time.
And you have... Yeah,
this
you
neighborhood's just a lot younger now, too.
Yeah, it is. And there's so much more... apartments and condos. Yes. Yeah, so much
the
more
foot traffic
popping up all
the
time.
Like, it used to just everyone would drive, you know.
Yeah.
And now it's so many people walking here, which is awesome.
With their dogs.
I wanted to get to that. Yeah, so I love the dogs. Dogs. We're dog friendly on the patio. Like, we're dog people. I got two at home.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, love seeing that.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
All right, so let's do a rapid fire section.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of things. Can you still buy Stenny's merch?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Has there been any expansion? Is there expansion? Where's the expansion? Ooh. Not just on this
Tell
foot, not just
expansion.
On this, not just on this footprint.
Empire,
oh
yes.
Yeah. I'm glad you asked. We are opening our first ever second Stenny's location in May in Pewaukee.
No way, really?
Yes.
What are you gonna call it?
Stenny's Lake Country.
Love it.
Yeah,
love it.
We went with Lake Country over Stenny's too. Lake Country over Stenny's Pewaukee because we want to draw from. Everyone out there, hopefully, not just that specific area. Yes, exactly. I've always wanted to get kind of, not personal, but like, you know, you hear through the grapevine that my dad started this place in 85, and you hear people say, and his son just gets to inherit, blah, 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 that, you know, that word. And I'm like, I want to do my own, or I want to, you know, so this is going to be 100% mine and Brittany's. Yeah, for sure. And I'll still be super involved here. I'll be working both locations. Brittany will be 100% out there.
Oh, really nice. Okay, cool.
Split yourself in two.
Yeah.
I am. And we're I think both. In the beginning, I'll be like 80 out there, 20 down here.
Sure, well, yeah.
So I get
it
going out there.
Sure.
For sure.
So, yeah, you got to make sure it's up to speed the way you want it to. Yeah.
So I finally convinced my dad into a second location because we obviously need his help.
Yeah.
And we think we found the perfect location bar. It's on 10 acres of land. It's big.
Nice.
It's got 160 parking spots. It's
it's the buzz.
It is.
It's the buzz right now because I was at Black Sheep the other day. Mm-hmm. Monday. No, what day is it today?
Wednesday.
I was there Monday.
Yep, 2 days ago. I also was there on Monday.
2 days ago. And I'm just sitting at, you know, working on my laptop and a couple of guys were there. One of them works here and he spoke very highly of you and and in the family here, and then the buzz was around this potential new location. And you know, so people are talking about it because it's a big deal.
Yeah,
you know,
a big deal.
Yeah.
We're not scared, but I mean, we just had 2 kids in 2.5 years. We have 82 employees here.
Yeah.
So the last like 6 months or so, I'd say, has been like finding the right people to promote here. Into management roles because we're going to need a lot more help here with spending a lot of our time out there and whatnot.
Sure.
And like I said, I'll never leave this place. It's my baby. I love this place. I'll always be around. But just promoting the right people and training them to run this place the way we want it. We don't want anything to fall off here by opening a second location. That's super important to us. So.
Yeah. And guess
what? Opportunity for the people here.
Yeah,
to grow themselves.
Been here a long time.
Yeah,
worked their butt off. And
guess what? Giving them holidays off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Giving them time off when they request it.
For sure.
Treating them the way you treat them.
Yep.
Now it's going to pay off.
Yep.
Right.
Sure.
An investment you've made over all that time.
Yep.
Yep. Good work, you two. All right. I'm sure you all know that.
Yep.
Like,
oh,
they need
a song. Like, oh,
you were waiting for a local podcaster to come in and say,
Steve,
good work.
That Steve just validated everything we've been doing.
Sign the papers today. All right. Lots of parking here on the street. Is there a lot still, or do you have a lot that people can use, or not really? Or
yeah, we have a lot across the street. We did lease it out to a parking company about 3-4 months ago now. We, of course, caught backlash. People are used to parking for free in there.
It's busier
now.
Our
main reason, it is.
It's busier now.
There's so many more establishments around here. We were noticing 80% of the people parking there.
And going somewhere else. Yes, I saw the same thing.
And we're paying the taxes and the lights and the snow plowing and the salting and all those things that people don't think of when that goes into a parking lot. And not all of them were coming in here. Not even 50% of them were coming in here.
Totally.
And guess what? When you have a consistent parking process across the city, it makes it easier to go
everybody
to different places.
Yep.
Yes,
for sure.
So you know how to pay,
yep.
you know how to get in, you know how to get out.
Yep.
Yeah, Yeah, I think that was the right move.
Yep, everywhere mm-hmm. I go downtown, I'm
number two. Number two approval. Yep. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Approval number two.
We have a step we'll extend our
this
contract
is the approval
today.
Approval podcast. It's Steve and Adam.
Yep.
No, but it's the validation podcast.
We're the bozos walking around coming into places. Like, I don't know if it's helpful to hear that what you're doing is working because we've never met officially before today.
Yeah. For sure.
Although, if you were serving or bartending, and you were, you probably each
for sure. Yep.
Have
we've probably interacted? Before.
Yeah,
probably.
Not even known it. Yeah, probably.
Six or seven times in a night. Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah.
Now well, I'm like, I'm staring at you guys. Before. I'm like, yeah, I feel like I probably.
Sure. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I could probably pass as any generic same. White dude.
Adam.
Very casual okay. haircut.
So,
Adam.
Yeah.
One last rapid fire.
Yeah.
Private groups or events?
Yes.
Do they happen? How do they happen? Where do you go?
So we have our brand new, well, how many years has it been?
Yeah, that
we,
a couple years now, 2 years maybe?
2 years. So yeah. We had, off of our back room at Stenny's, we had a open patio. And you know what? You can't use that thing.
A lot.
Yeah, a lot. No, like 8 months out of the year. Yeah,
exactly.
3 months
eight
out of the year.
We're not using it.
So
that's rough.
Yep.
So we decided, Jerry decided, you know what, let's close this thing up and let's make it a private party room because we have been such a good destination for big groups of people.
Yeah.
So now if you're looking to book a private party, all you got to do is send us an email or fill out a form online.
We've had wedding rehearsals, retirement
yeah, we've
parties,
done,
so
we've
beautiful
done
space.
It all.
It is
yes.
beautiful
yeah.
space. All the wood back there, the Cream City bricks. Still,
it's really
it.
Bright yeah. in there.
It's totally yeah. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Wisconsin
yeah, sure.
at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah,
it for sure. Is. Honestly, whatever event, you name it, we've done it.
Yeah.
Birthday parties, yeah.
Yeah, are you looking to get some kids' birthday parties?
Oh, we've done there? Too.
Hey, really? Already? Oh, love it.
We've
serve
done
the corn dogs there.
Like these early brunch things on the weekends, right when we open at 10:30 in the morning. For like, you know,
sure. I remember when you, because you launched brunch, what, a few years ago or something,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it's been long.
Yeah, and I remember that happened, and people were like, what the? What? Yep. What?
Yep. Brunch? What's going on?
It's actually
but like with
good.
Bloody Marys, we gotta have a good brunch.
Agreed.
We gotta do it.
Well, I mean, frankly, you're missing out. I mean, everybody does brunch.
Big time.
Everybody does brunch.
Everyone's down here for
wild.
Brunch.
If you're not right.
Many
you're
times
out.
I go to brunch and I'm like, there's so many effing people
there.
Yeah,
for sure.
What's
going
on? It's
always a long list to get into brunch places, I
swear. For sure.
100%.
You never just walk in and get a table.
Never.
I've
truly never done it.
I remember being like, we gotta do brunch.
Why aren't we doing brunch?
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. Yep. Especially if the food, yeah, but the food
being
so great.
I have such a talented kitchen now, too. We talk about, you know, just inflation, all those things, just paying way better. We're getting a lot, you know, and then I can do things like brunch and elevated menus and beer dinners and stuff like that. Our kitchen's taken the biggest step, and I put it towards Brittany, who you met earlier. She started out as a server 13 and a half years ago. Did it for a long time. I saw the burnout. I didn't want to lose her. She was super talented with cooking.
Loyal
she always cooked for us. Yep,
hardworking.
Oh, yes. The hardest worker I got.
And
her,
like
my this, wife, and Brittany are the two hardest working people in here.
And people walk in, and she like sucks them into the place.
For
like,
sure.
They do not leave.
Yeah.
They do not leave. They, even if you're coming for one drink, like no,
you're gonna
not
be there
when
for
she takes over.
Yep. I've never been here for one drink.
Natalie over there. In the red. She's been here, I think. Natalie, how long have you been here? 13, 12?
What have you been?
Okay. I over-exaggerated a little bit, but she's been here a long
basically
time.
Basically 13
For 97 years, she has been here.
She looks work, good.
Yeah.
She is 20 years old, sure. But she has been here for 97 years.
Yeah. She's been our daytime bartender for as long as I can remember. She's the best. Everyone in the city knows her. Things
she's
like that. You need those kind of people.
For
and,
sure.
Yeah. And you got to hold on to those kind of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My one of my favorite. I know I mentioned a number of favorites, but one of my favorites of this place is in the summer when like the windows and stuff are open, and you just get this nice breeze through the place.
Yes.
On a lunch hour cocktail or beer, it's
sure.
the perfect. It's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you get the right wind.
Yes.
You open up that because sometimes it stinks like hell off the lake, but other times when it doesn't, it's awesome, and we can open up that back door. And then you really get
that
beautiful summer breeze.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, man.
It's awesome.
Yep.
It's awesome. Well,
sure.
Hey, Adam, this is awesome.
Yeah.
It was too awesome.
I
don't want to leave.
I love it.
Thank you both.
Yeah,
thank you for having us.
You like surpassed all the all the cool things we heard about both of you before coming here. Yeah,
and it's not like we heard good stuff already.
Yeah, good.
Like just through the grapevine, and then this is like way better than we ever expected, which is what we love. Sure. That's why we love doing this.
Cool. Well, and, I'd love to do it again sometime.
Yeah, for sure. Sure. Awesome. Sure. Thanks.
What are you doing in 20 minutes?
On a new spot. When you open the new spot.
New spot. We'll do it out there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'll get my dad here.
Yeah, we'll get Jared here.
He would love to. Yeah. We had some issues out at Pewaukee yesterday. So he's like, I got to be out there today. I can't do it.
Totally get it.
And I'm like, Rick, you're in. Take
it. Hello.
It was a good sub. It was a good sub. Yeah.
I assume that you were like, good. I wanted to do this.
Yeah.
The whole I've been waiting for my chance.
She had a microphone in her hand already. Yeah. I'm ready.
I'm bringing my own.
They have their own.
And it's got LEDs.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you both.
No problem.
Yeah,
thank you guys.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Before we cut it, should we do the intro thing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they kind of introed on the podcast.
They did. Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah, we're good.
Wish I could get psyched to go out at night.